Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Jake sucks. And so did the last stream. So we cut it short. We said that sucked. Ended. Finute. No, technology crashed on us. Do you want to repeat everything we said before the show? It's a must win, and the offense has to win it. Otherwise, we're in a bad spot.
Go Yanks. Offense, do something for the first time in a week or so. If you're on the ropes of getting swept at home by the Orioles, die.
New guys, Montgomery's out too.
Oh man. Now I was telling you good news. Do you remember it?
You were telling me good news. Luis Hill had 50 strikeouts in AA this year.
Oh, that wasn't it. Is that the Yankees are good on Tuesdays?
Tuesdays.
Wanna know why? You're never gonna have a Tuesday day game. Mm-hmm. The Yankees suck at day games. They've had 16 games on Tuesdays. They're 13-3 on Tuesdays. Mm. They haven't lost a Tuesday game in a month. Mm. They're so good. July was the only month they didn't have a loss. They only played three Tuesday games. They average 5.8 runs on Tuesdays.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mama.
The offense comes. Length of game, 3 hours, 36 minutes.
Okay.
It's the average Tuesday game. It's pretty long. Want to know what starting pitcher for the Yankees has the most wins on Tuesdays? Strike that, reverse it. Want to know what pitcher has the most wins on Tuesdays?
Lucas Litke.
Lucas Litke has one win on a Tuesday. Johnny Loaiza has three.
Loaiza.
So, it's Tuesday, guys.
Happy Tuesday.
Don't even worry about it. You want to talk about the lineup? We didn't even get to the lineup before that crapped out on us. So, let's do it. Let's get to the lineup. What'd you laugh about?
AJ Hermann? We met him with Stucco in Tampa. He does some Yes Network producing. He tweeted out a picture. Luis Hill was born the day El Duque made his Yankee debut. So, some Yankee magic there.
That is Yankee magic.
And you believe in magic in a young girl's heart.
Yes.
Traditional magic.
I mean, like a magician doing tricks, I believe in that he does the trick.
Not the trick he tells you he did.
I just don't care for it.
What do you think about this lineup, Jim?
Like, I don't care for it because I know you just did a trick that you practiced a lot.
Magicians lie to you. I'm going to make like this some nickel people disappear.
Like, you know, you have to suspend your disbelief for movies for them to like work. Like, oh yeah, that could happen. Like a magician, like some people watch a magician and be like, man, I don't even know. But he couldn't. And it's like, well, he just practiced a trick. It's really professionally done, but like you didn't do magic.
I was rewatching My Cousin Vinny before the Joey Gallo trade.
Yeah.
And you know, the other guy, not the karate kid.
Yeah.
He wants to go with the state lawyer.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, you gotta, you know, my cousin Vinny, you know, there's a magician at a family party. Every time he called him out on the trick.
There's a mirror underneath the box. It's spring loaded.
Such like a not real line in the movie, but really good.
He's a good lawyer.
Yeah.
He called out this bullshit magician at my kid's 50th birthday party. Anyway, DJ LeMay. Did we do it? No. DJ LeMahieu's leading off. Rizzo's batting second. Judge is in right field. Stan's back in DHing in the four hole. Gallo's batting fifth in left field. Sanchez is catching, batting sixth. Glaber's batting seventh at short. Odor batting eighth at third base. And Allen in center field. This was basically when we guessed the lineup on the show earlier today. The only thing is we thought they would leave. No, we did guess this.
We were all around it.
Because I said they're just going to run it back. I said they're going to switch Judge and Stanton back, and then Allen's going to be in there, and they're going to righty stack it and move Odor down. So I think I did guess this. Maybe I had Glaber 8, Odor 7.
Yeah, I don't think
flip Stanton, Gallo.
Oh, that's what they did. Mm. Oh, okay. That's what they did. They went Judge Stanton, so righty-righty there because they're facing a lefty.
Aha. Uh-huh. Alast.
Who cares about that? What are you doing that for?
Mm-hmm. Gotta mix it up, bro.
And Luis Gil will be pitching for them today. Luis Gil coming off an awful start in AAA against the Syracuse Mets. The start before that was fantastic. He's pretty stretched out. I think they're going to get 80 pitches out of him no matter what. Do you have a what to watch for that doesn't involve the pitching?
It's all eyes on DJ, man. I mean, the streets are getting hot about him hitting leadoff. The numbers are super hot about him should not be batting leadoff. I saw there's a fake lineup that was making its way around Twitter. Dan Rourke got blah, where DJ was batting ninth, and it actually kind of looked like a good lineup. Like, it was like, oh, kick it back around. They'll never do that. They'll never do that if they do slide him. But DJ ain't had it for a while now, man. A while. So, DJ, do something or don't. Like, know what I can't have? I can't have a 1-for-4 with a 10-hop single.
Okay.
Like, I just can't do that.
You're hard on the you don't like him anymore. You hate his guts.
Dude, the emotion you feel when he comes up compared to the last 2 years is maybe the most drastic I've ever felt about a baseball player.
Okay. All right. So, no double play for DJ.
I'll save the rest for PP.
What if he goes four for four with three singles and then a fourth single?
Fine with it.
You're fine with that?
Yes.
Two bunts.
Yeah.
Check swing, bunt.
Yeah.
And then the other one was actually hit by pitch, but they counted as his bat.
That would be the oddest thing, but I'd be fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you watching out for tonight?
Just like the offense, man.
Mm-hmm.
The first time through. Because that was yesterday. I was at the stadium, which whenever you go to a game, you have extra juice and extra belief.
Yeah.
And that's why things hurt more, and that's why people boo and they cheer harder because they're there.
They're paying.
And there was like, all right, well, fucking Pablo got him the first time through, but there's no way he gets through this order a second time. That was my feeling. And then he got through it a second time. So tonight, I don't even want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like tonight, if they don't get to him the first time, then they're not getting to him. They're not getting to anyone. So first time through the order, we need at least two runs.
Wow. Whoa.
It's a guy who's making his third career start. Yeah. A lefty who has two pitches when facing other lefties. I mean, it's a perfect recipe for the Yankees to not hit, but come on.
Yeah.
Put on a fireworks display.
I mean, I said this with Heen Dog last night, and it almost brings us to the PP2V. You know, Luis Hill's mannerisms and, like, what's he got? You know, he's got some good minor league strikeout numbers, so I'm assuming he has a wipeout slider, whatever it is. Interested to see that and what it looks like. Does he work with pace? Does he not? Heen Dog, not a lot of pace, funky arm angle, and a little weird glove thing, so...
Luis Gil. We can talk about Luis Gil because
he's the starting pitcher in this game.
Yeah, and he's going to be the first on the path to victory.
Yes. Yes.
It looks like he's a bit feast or famine in AAA so far. He's so young. What does he even throw?
It's a great question. I've got to have a fastball.
I think he's got a fastball for sure.
I'm going fastball, slider, change.
You think so?
Luis Gil.
Now, pitching path to victory, do you think that these guys that they called up are just going to get in the game?
So, yeah, that's the other part that's going on here. The Yankees called up a couple of the names. They called up a couple names. Steven Ridings and Brody Kerner. I think they have two paths for this game. If Luis Gil gives them any sort of 3-4-inning effort, I think they're willing to go to decent bodies in the bullpen. I think they'd rather use them tonight's game, because we win on Tuesdays, and if tomorrow goes haywire, you have them rested for the Seattle.
Okay.
Like, if Chad throws 28 pitches tonight, you can sit him tomorrow, and he's ready to go for Seattle. So, I do think they'll be willing to put in a full bullpen effort if they need to, which, I mean, Chapman, Chad, Johnny, you get 4 innings out of those guys pretty easily. Zach, that would bring you to 5 innings. And then you either got Clay Holmes or, you know, Litke can also probably throw an inning today. So
you're going all hands.
That's 6. That's like 6 innings, unless you get 2 from someone like Clay Holmes. So, yeah, we might see one of the new guys tonight.
So how many do you think Gil can go?
I'm hoping for 4.
Okay.
Major league debut.
The biggest issue I think that I'm reading now is that he has control issue. He's never had a full season with a walk rate lower than 4.4.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. He does throw fastball, slider, change.
Hello, professional scout.
How could you have guessed that?
I don't know.
Do you know who they got Luis Gil for?
What'd they get Luis Gil for?
Jake Cave. It was a 40-man crunch trade, like a low-A pickup of a starter that wasn't supposed to maybe turn into anything, but kind of has projected higher.
Here he is on the big screen.
So if things go south, right? If they're down early and Gil can't get out of the first, can't get out of the second,
sure,
it might be Brody Kerner game because he's a start. Ridings. Well, Steven Ridings is a reliever.
Right.
Brody is a starter who's fully stretched out to 80 pitches. So he might be the piggyback in, like, another option here. Steven Ridings is a reliever. He's a 1-inning, 2-inning at a time. Steven Ridings, I kind of want to see this dude pitch. He throws 100 miles per hour. He's 6'8". He's like the next Dellin Betances.
And that's where he might be very well in play for tonight, because let's say we're talking about 5 innings before we can get to some decent bullpen. Like, he's the guy that has some leverage innings in the minors this year. He was closing out games in AA, got the call to AAA. So, yeah, if there's a guy to get you out of an inning or try to make it, you know, 4 for Luis and 1 for him, I think that's your best bet to get 5 to get to some decent guys, but we will see. No Joely tonight. You'd assume no Albert Abreu. 26 bullets last night, and that'd be kind of a weird follow-up.
It'd be weird to need Abreu,
yeah,
in this game because he pitches and losses by 4, or by like 5 runs or more.
Right.
So you just use Ridings or Kerner, yeah, right? You wouldn't need to use Abreu.
You'd assume.
All the good pitches should be available.
Let's do it. Let's get a win.
Let's do it. Let's get a win. Send one of these guys to the Hall of Fame. Luis Gil.
Gil.
First start of a Hall of Fame career. The glove will end up in Cooperstown. Maybe they'll make a documentary out of it later on. It would be called Hall of Fame Connections.
Hall of Fame Hill, dude.
Hall of Fame Gil.
But you'll see it on YouTube.
Yeah, you'll see it on YouTube because the Hall of Fame on their YouTube channel just started a 13-episode series called Hall of Fame Connections, where they take an artifact that's in the Hall of Fame and they connect it between two stories, narrative storytelling with some interviews and stuff. people walking you through the archives of the Hall of Fame. Mm. And support for the series was brought to you by, support was provided by Market New York Grant through I Love New York, New York State's Division of Tourism as part of the Regional Economic Development Council Initiative. To stay up to date with the release of each episode of the Hall of Fame Connections, follow the Baseball Hall of Fame social media channels, Baseball Hall on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Check out the series. Yogi Berra's granddaughter? Lindsay Berra?
I think Lindsay's very involved, and there's one on Yogesh.
There is. Yeah. I love Yogi Berra.
It's true.
Who doesn't? If you don't, you're kind of a jerk, right?
How about, I'm sure they did some stuff in the crowd yesterday, but the Thurman Munson anniversary. That was a little sad.
We were in the Thurman Munson suite.
A little sad.
It's sad. My dad cried when the news broke. He was a teenager.
Imagine.
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. No one homered yesterday, so no one got any points.
No.
And Jake, you have first pick today. And you cannot take Rizzo or Judge.
Okay.
Okay.
My first pick.
Yeah.
Will be Giancarlo Stanton.
You think he's going to get the lefty?
It's a good career against lefties. Nobody's really homered much of late, so he's grasping at straws.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset that there's a guy that I can't pick that I picked yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pissing me off. But mm-hmm. I will take Rizzo with my first pick.
Yeesh.
And then with my second pick, I will take Judge. I'm going to take your picks from yesterday.
Okay, I appreciate you. Well, I'll do it to you. I'm going to take Rugi.
Yep.
Better against lefties this year. Sexual. And
feels like a Rugi home run game.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that, oh my God, we're going to lose in the seventh inning, and here comes the man.
I think it was a grand slam in the first inning.
Works.
Would that work out?
That would work.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's mathematically possible. It's possible.
They would already have to be up 1-0, according to my math.
But he can hit one in the first.
He can hit one in the first inning.
But it's not.
There is a possibility.
It wouldn't be to open the scoring.
It wouldn't be to open the scoring.
There is a possibility.
They'd have to be up 2-0. They have to be up 2-0. Jordan from Boston? What is that, Jake?
Yeah, it's an old voicemail. Old Tanaka voicemail.
Oh, wow.
Daddy was on the ones and twos one day.
Oh,
Jimmy
my
must
God.
Have been deathly sick or something.
The chat's saying you look dainty.
Who said that?
The chat.
Who said that?
Luke says Jake's shoulders look tiny. And someone else up top said...
I can daint them.
Jake is a little dainty. Peter.
That's pretty much up. Now we're dainty. Now we're dainted up.
Whose picks do you like better, Bieber's?
Mm. It's Jake today.
Mm.
I do like you getting his picks one day later from yesterday, but I think Jake's positioned himself well for tomorrow. Gallo's still on the board for game three. Well,
whose picks do you like better today?
Jake. The overall strategy.
Wow.
I like Jake. And Rugi, better against lefties this year. You said it yourself. It feels like a Rugi home run day.
Mm. I was talking about Gallo when
right.
I said that about Rugi.
2-0 Yanks, Rougned Odor. 2 outs.
I actually wish I chose Gary.
It is high. It is high. It is high. Oh, shit, Odor.
This guy stinks. Rizzo rakes.
Did you get any update on the cat?
They euthanized it.
Jimmy. Come on. Take that back.
Is my best guess.
Pauses. And exclamation points.
Over under, we didn't push yesterday. It went under. We're fools, so I'll take the under no matter what today.
So dumb.
Mm.
They're going to throw like
Why
a 9.5.
Bieber's tried to save
fucking
us, too.
They're going to put this at like 10.5.
Yeah, the line did change from where it was when I made the graphic this morning.
Garrett Cole to Luis Gil.
Well, we knew Cole was going to be out, but so it was 10 on the dot, not o'clock, this morning. It's now 10.5.
They put it up.
It moved up.
We have to go with the under.
Yeah.
If they go over and we get the under wrong, that's still a win at this point.
Yeah, it's a huge win. You have to go the under.
Yeah, it's a huge win. You have to go under.
Oh, my God. That guy murders cats.
30 second. I've never murdered a cat.
Intentionally.
Or unintentionally.
You don't know.
I know.
You have no idea the effects of your actions.
Oh, we're going butterfly effect.
Yes. You choose orange juice over apple juice.
I've never killed a cat directly.
On purpose.
No. I have never been the one. How did that cat die? Jake's story.
You've never been directly good culpable.
Good autobiography. No.
But, you know, your actions have led... You.
I could see 3 degrees of separation.
There's a dead cat in our neighborhood in college once.
Okay. You remember the kid who stoned a cat at our college?
Fuck that. I don't actually like...
Right. But you're here.
That was messed up.
It's really messed up.
Who was that kid? Give his government name.
I know who
name.
It is, but...
Give his government
He's
name.
Grown up. He's kind. He's a nice guy.
It's not. It's fucked up.
He's learned from it. We all did young and dumb stuff.
I didn't kill a cat.
No. Well, yes, you have.
A cat ran in front of my car once.
And you killed it.
No, I don't know if it died, but I was really young, and my brother was in the car, and he started crying immediately.
So
I
young
tried,
is good for
tried
you.
To get out of the way, but I...
See how that works.
It could have been not a cat. Like a raccoon, but maybe we didn't know. It was dark.
Like to issue a formal apology to the family cat that James killed.
No, it definitely wasn't a family cat. Definitely wasn't a family cat.
That cat had a family.
Remember when I killed that coyote?
Vaguely.
I thought that was a family dog, and I was like really, yes. really torn up about it. And then the cops called. I called the cops, and they said, oh, no, dude, that was just a coyote. Yeah. Thanks, man. You got one off the street. And I was like, oh, my God.
Coyote.
Ran
oh,
in
they
front
lied
of,
to you.
No.
They heard the sadness in your
voice.
No.
Yes. It ran in front of my car when I was driving home from Brewster one night. And bam. Is that normal, man? I've been in a car that's hit a deer, or a cat, a coyote.
I think you drive enough.
Drive enough?
Stuff happens.
Well, I wasn't driving when we hit the deer. And then I was in the back seat, and then they called the cops to figure it, because we were in Illinois. They're like, hey, a deer just ran in front of the Suburban, totaled my parents' Suburban. Big deer. They called the cops. The cop came, just took his gun out and shot it, like, right in front of my dad.
I got BBD and Sam to cackle with my first time killing an animal with
my
car story.
Yeah, it's a good story.
So I didn't want to kill any animals. I don't like stories about animals dying or anything. You know this. You've seen it on
what
JGR.
Did you kill?
So I was like, you know, early on with my driver license, like, I'm never going to kill an animal.
Yeah.
Like squirrels, whatever, like dead stop. This
my
is
mom
not happening.
Had a turkey once. Dude, my family's littered with hitting animals. Go on.
So, and you'll know this road. So, you know, I'm doing good. It's probably a year or so, 2 years I've had a driver's license. I've never had the bump happen. Like, just never anything. Driving through the back roads of Pomperog, that road that goes from Pomperog to, like, Quasi.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, windy. It's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
But it's, like, very foresty.
A lot of Connecticut roads are dangerous.
Yeah. It's a rainy night.
Yeah.
Know when there's, like, a lot of rain and, like... There's, like, a ton of frogs on the road.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
But I had never killed an animal, and I made it kind of my driving mission not to. and I'm just mowing over frogs. It's just like a sad time.
There's a road in Newtown, Connecticut. Is anyone listening to this from Newtown, Connecticut? Key Rock Road. I drove on that every time at night. It's by this marsh that looks like an animal. Like, it looks like a little animal head, foot, like a little gopher, a little bushy gopher tail, back leg, front leg, head. But it's all swamp. And that would get the frog treatment pretty bad some days. And you were just like, what is this? Key Rock Road in Newtown, Connecticut. Yeah, swamp.
R.I.P. to those frogs.
I was born down on the valley.
I don't think I've gotten an animal yet.
You live too suburban.
Yeah. That's why I don't think I have.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
I recall one, like, very close call with a squirrel, but...
I wonder if I get any Key Rock Road shout-outs from the people that listen, because that's a road that
definitely can
live in Newtown and never drive on that road, though. It's not a common...
But you go to that road and you know it. You
maybe.
Know? Yeah.
I don't know. It's not that common.
You go from the elementary school to the middle school, you get a family friend over there.
No, there's nothing on this side of the town.
I've been to Key Rock Road.
You went to my house a lot.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
What was your what to watch for?
They need to score first time through.
Good. Two runs.
Well,
what was your premonition? Mine came true last night.
What was it?
Is that Rizzo was going to save Gary on a pop-up, call him off?
I don't know if he saved him.
I mean, I got the premonition tweets last night, so
okay.
That's kind of what's required.
What was my premonition yesterday? Didn't I premonish that a cat would run, that an animal would run on the field?
I think you did. Not last night, but recently I did. I think you did bird recently.
There was going to be a bird.
I was getting some love last night because on the Talking Baseball, I said, like, watch out in August. Stuff starts to get pretty nutty. And there's the cat and the praying mantis last night.
Hey, what's up with that?
It was weird.
We also had kind of the group premo on...
Oh, I said Odor.
Friends with the third base coach.
That was my premo. Did it happen? I didn't see it on TV.
It did. We got it tweeted at us pregame. Nice. You see the side angle of Heaney warming up, and it behind him.
No.
Different. We got it tweeted at us while Heaney's warming up in the first. We don't hate him yet. Rugi's being best friends with their third base coach.
So I got my promo right too.
Dubs promo night.
That was an easy one.
We're good.
I think your official premo was Rugi having a good time at third. And I said, going to chat with the third base coach.
It's going to be all over the place. I don't know. Dog on the field? How about the people like, just pick up the cat, dudes? Yeah. It's a wild Bronx cat. It's basically a rat. Like, it did look cute. I did feel terrible for it. I felt bad for it when it was jumping. But, like, you're not just going to go... pick up that cat.
Its agility is a lot different than a human's. We're in an open field.
It's a stray Bronx cat.
Look at that thing run. You can't just snag
Theo
it.
Theo tweeted it at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. My premonition today, Luis. My premonition today is we get a wild pitch from Luis Heel that's like, whoa, dude.
Settle down. But it might
actually be just what he needed.
Right.
Like, it might break the room a little bit.
Laughs.
Like, yeah.
Whoa.
Like, Gary doesn't even react. Gary might stay frozen to play into the joke, and it's like, whoosh, and you're just like, okay, all right.
I like that.
A little too pent up. And then Rugi comes, makes a mound visit, big old ass slap.
How about the guard dog gets involved late and makes something happen? Maybe some base running.
Okay. I like base running. Cashman said he's the best center fielder they have. I was born down in the country.
Thanks, everyone.
Down where the cotton grows. Turn down.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.